man, oh man, it's been a while. Matty Sin here with Mike Weber. Mike, we're at another Rays Fan Fest. Another year of Rays baseball. It's been an amazing run for the Rays. It really has. They've been consistent since 2008. A couple of years here, they haven't made the playoffs, but some people arguing this could be their best team ever.
All I know is I want to wipe the taste out of the Boston Red Sox from last year this year. That's, to me, last year ended horribly. The Red Sox knocked the Rays out of the playoffs. The Red Sox won the World Series. And whether you think Poppy is taking something or whatever, that whole thing just disgusts me, and I'm ready to start a new slate here at FanFest today.
You know, I don't recall you being more disgusted at the end of a season than last year's baseball season.
Look, Red Sox winning the World Series to me is the worst thing that could possibly happen. I mean, I'll even give the Yankees a little bit over the Red Sox, but oh, God, I just can't stand it when the Red Sox...
Because I remember, quote, the Red Sox won't be relevant again in a while. And
yeah.
Guess what? We said it all year. Getting Victorino was huge, a healthy lackey. Like you said, Big Poppy's magic elixir or whatever that was to make him better than he ever has been. But that top of the lineup with Ellsbury, Victorino, Pedroia was a killer. And then Poppy to clean it up.
And they're still going to be good this year. All they lost was Ellsbury. So, I mean, the Red Sox are still a force to be reckoned with. But, again, any season that ends with the Red Sox winning the World Series leaves a bad taste in my mouth. I'm ready to wipe behind me and start fresh here on FanFest 2014.
All right, let's focus on the Rays. They kept David Price, surprising pretty much everybody, except for you.
Except for me.
Except for you. I was on the fence. I'll be honest. I was 50-50. I thought it could go either way. But the one thing you and I both agreed on is the Rays want to contend. This is a much better team with David Price in the rotation.
That is true, and you need that kind of guy every 5 days to go out there, a guy you can depend on to pitch a great game. It's not going to be caught in slumps or anything like that. You know, if he stays healthy, you know, that's the kind of guy you can ride all year and ride into the playoffs.
And you know what the Sabre guys don't talk about is experience and pitching in big games.
Yes.
And pitching in big games in this division, which is arguably, once again, the toughest division in baseball. And they've got that now with five guys when Hellickson's healthy in Price, Cobb, Moore, Archer, and Hellickson. Five guys who pitched in big games in the AL East.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what helps. And if you take David Price out of the mix, you still lose. You know, you could lose two or three games, and that's the difference between being in the playoffs and not being in the playoffs. We've seen how close it's been the last 2 years. I mean, the Rays squeaked in last year, and the year before they won 90 games and couldn't get in. So every win counts, and they have to start right at the beginning of the year.
Now you talked about. And just our discussions, our off-the-air discussions here, what could be their big bugaboo, and what did you say? And it comes on the offensive side of the team, and what do you think? If Will Myers doesn't produce, what happens?
Well, the lineup's going to struggle. I think a lot of the way this lineup is built with Loney and you know, DeJesus and these guys, it's built for Longo Myers to be the RBI guys. You need those guys to knock in the runs, and if Myers struggles in his second year or Longo gets hurt or something like that, the offensive side's going to be in trouble. Now, at the end of the day, they'll still win a lot of games because they've got pitching, and pitching is important. But in order to compete offensively, you know, we'll see some very dry spells if those guys are slumping.
Well, we have two of our good friends from Twitter here. We
yes.
have Steve Kinsella
yes.
here, and we have Stern Fan here. And I'm sure we'll get into the offensive side of the team, with especially with Stern Fan and one of his favorite players, Mom, is
yes.
they're counting on a little bit, I think, too much.
Yes. Pat Burrell, 2014.
Oh, you think he could get the early hook?
Yes.
Okay. All right, well, let's talk with our guests here.
That's all we got. One goddamn hit.
You can't say goddamn on
the air. Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
You know him better on Twitter as SternFan10. Bill, we're here at another Rays Fan Fest, another year of baseball. What do you think? Could this be the best team that they've put out here on paper?
Well, yeah. Glad to be back. Glad to be back with you guys. But, yeah, it's hard to really find a better Rays team on paper in the last, well, forever. I mean, there literally are no holes. The bench is loaded. The bullpen is loaded. The rotation is loaded. I mean, there's some of the things that you might want to, you know, pick holes at are, you know, do they have the right-handed bat against left-handed pitching? I believe they do. I'm excited about, in fact, I've talked to people about him. I'm excited about Brandon Guyer. You know,
I'm
excited about him for a number of reasons. Nice article today about him you might have read. But even before that, he's done everything he can do in the minor leagues. He's really a guy out of options. And he's not only a one-dimensional player in that he can run bases, he can play all the outfield positions, and, of course, along with power and gap ability. So I really do like Brandon Guyer to maybe be more than just a small piece on this year's team.
So you think, for example, if there's a lefty out there, you could see Myers DHing and Brandon Guyer out in the outfield?
Yes, very much so. In fact, I think some Rays fans might be surprised that Myers will probably DH more than he did last year, simply because of that depth. Because I believe that definitely Brandon Guyer is a better outfielder than Will Myers at this point in their careers.
No, I agree with you, no doubt. I think that game one of the ALDS, I think the Rays kind of had momentum and then lost it all when Myers lost that ball out in the outfield.
Correct, yeah. They did. They had, I believe, what, a 2-0 lead?
Yeah, 2-0 lead. Right. Crowd was quiet. I think they kind of had the Red Sox on their heels, and then it all just changed in a matter, in one play. Your favorite player, Mom, Matt Joyce. What do you think? Can Matt Joyce finally get it together?
Well, you know what? When you basically have the track record of Mom, Matt Joyce over the last 3-4 years, I'm not the guy that's going to say this is going to be the year for him. I mean, he's going to be 30 years old in August. Not old. I mean, he should be in the prime of his career. But also, is he really going to be on the upside of his career? And unfortunately for him, it appears as if he's a very streaky player. And, you know, I saw he came to camp heavier. He felt that he was just too thin and he didn't have the strength, and the end of the year kind of he just wore out. And he's going to try to prevent that this year by putting on some extra pounds. Whether that works, that's to remain to be seen. But I don't know that we can really sit here and, you know, to me, I look at a player when they've built a 4 or 5 year resume. And 1 year, they've done something completely unusual. Okay, there's your outlier. Matt Joyce doesn't really have that outlier.
Not at all.
He kind of follows true to form every year. So I think you take what you get and you try. Joe Maddon will try to work with that and put that to good use.
All right, let's talk about what could probably – it's their strength. Well, is their strength and is the pitching staff. And what looks like to probably be another strength is their bullpen. I love the 2010 bullpen. I still think that's their best. That was their best bullpen. But a guy who was on that 2010 bullpen is now back at the close. What do you think of the bullpen? What do you think of the role is going to be in this bullpen?
Well, I don't know how anyone cannot be excited about that bullpen, because, again, on paper, and when you mention a bullpen, you better say on paper, because
right.
If there's one part of the game that is so fickle from year to year, it's definitely the bullpen. I mean, what you might have had in 2010 or 11 or 12, and it may just completely be.
And there's where you get outliers, is in the bullpen.
There's where you really get some funky stuff and for no reason. But my gosh, on paper, first of all, they have what? Four guys that have experience pitching the ninth inning?
Yes.
With Balfour, Pete Bell, Oviedo, and I guess you can put Peralta in there.
Yeah.
They have lefties. They're able to trade Alex Torres because they're depth with the left-handed relievers. And they got this guy that they picked up from Oakland who can't pitch for a while, Norberto, who I think you'll
see
in
the second
half. Oh,
that's right. We might see him right in the second half of the season.
Definitely. I mean, so the bullpen is so exciting that if these starters can give you six innings,
they'll lock it down, I think.
They'll lock it down. They'll shorten that game, and that's still what it's all about.
I mean, you know, the roles are still yet to be defined.
The roles have to be defined to a point. I one of the guys they picked up early I really like is Mark Lowe. Mm-hmm. I think he's got a chance out of spring training of making the roster. I'm not a big Brandon Gomes fan.
Me neither.
He's very tarnished at this point a little bit, but There's just so much depth.
McGee, Peralta, Vado, Heath Bell, and Grant Balfour. I mean, I'll stack those five guys.
And I'm sure Ramos is going to be the
Ramos team. Will be right.
Because he's another guy out of option. Yep. He's a lefty. You'll want two lefties in the pen.
Yep. It's a very exciting bullpen. And then let's get to the starters here. Hellickson out for a little while. Can he regain his form? That is the big question. Hellickson.
Well, fortunately, here's what I think about Jeremy Hellickson. Fortunately, if he doesn't, I think you're going to have other guys that can come in and replace him. Very interesting they picked up Eric Bedard. Very interesting. But forget about that for a moment. Some of Hellickson's saber stats or advanced stats, if you want to call them, didn't look all that different than when he was pitching well. So I think that there's got to be a little bit of difference in his mechanics that maybe he could straighten out and get back to the form. I believe he will become the pitcher he once was. Now, he did, if you remember, if you're a guy who believes in some of these stats, he did pitch with some of the lowest BABIP in baseball for a couple of years. That's something that's really hard to sustain, and that kind of got away from him a little bit last year. So when that regresses back to the norm, I think you might see the true Jeremy Hellickson. But again, I'm not worried about Jeremy Hellickson because if I was willing to trade David Price, I certainly can't be worried if Jeremy Hellickson doesn't return to form.
Sure, sure. Speaking of return to form, it seemed that Price and Matt Moore lost some of their velocity last year.
Yeah, they did. Why, I don't know.
Very strange.
Very strange. Is it worrisome? Yes, but not on an injury level. Not on an injury level or on an arm problem level. It's just, to me, again, I read something where Moore was going back to off-season programs of the past to see if he can regain that. Because in my opinion, Matt Moore, again, in my opinion, and I'm not Jim Hickey, Matt Moore is a heck of a better pitcher. I want to see the Matt Moore, maybe you do too, Matt. I want to see the Matt Moore that pitched that playoff game against Texas a couple of years ago.
I'll argue that's still the best game he's ever pitched.
The best game he's ever pitched. It was not his first game, but
yeah,
shortly after they brought him up.
Right.
And I've yet to see that Matt Moore again.
I wonder if it's something throughout baseball. I mean, it seemed like Verlander lost a bit last year. CC Sabathia lost quite a bit last year. So, I don't know. Is the game cleaned up a little bit?
There.
You know what I mean?
There still are guys that throw mid to upper.
Yeah.
But you may have something there because it seems that some of the guys that we know as the fireballers, does it have something to do with pitch count? Where, you know, they want to keep these guys pitched out, down, pitch count down, and they all try to pitch more to contact. With the Rays, probably pitching to contact is not a bad thing. I mean, when you got an infield defense like the Rays,
Why not?
Right. Why not? You know, why be at 105 pitches in the fifth inning if you don't have to be?
You know, it's funny. I think the lefties, I think they're a little flaky in Price and Moore sometimes. And for me, as a fan, when both of these guys are on, I enjoy watching Cobb and Archer, I think, more than Price and Moore.
I love watching Archer.
Me too.
I really love Archer. I think the sky's the limit for this kid.
Yeah.
You know why? Because I'm always partial to that power arm.
Me too.
And Archer's still throwing. He'll hit that 97, yeah. 98. And he does it so freely. You know, again, they were talking about, you know, he hasn't lost anything.
Yeah, he brought the heat.
You know, so, but boy, oh boy, they, you know, and I was talking to one guy who we both know and respect, and he had mentioned that a scout told him that he likes Colomay's stuff better than Archer.
Wow, that's high praise.
That's very high praise. So I think sometimes we're, you know, a lot of times people want to shove Colomay into a relief role, but maybe there's still something there.
All right, last thing here, Bill. Do they win the division, the Rays?
Can they win the division?
Yeah, can they win
it? Oh, absolutely, they can win it. But again, you know, I mean, I think the Rays and the Red Sox are, like, you know, very close, and, you know, an injury break here or there or a bad break. It's not like the Rays are, on paper, 8 games better than the Red Sox.
No way.
Or the Red Sox.
No way.
8 games better than the Rays. So it's going to come down to a series here or there that the Rays let get away from them or the Red Sox didn't take advantage of. And hopefully we play better against the Red Sox. We didn't play very well against them last year. So it's a very, you know, I think the way that playoff goes, the emphasis is on winning the division. Nobody wants that one-game playoff.
No.
No one wants that.
All right, well, thanks again, SternFan10 on Twitter. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, and go Rays.
Just a bit outside.
Okay, I'm joined by Steve Kinsella. Kinsella, right? Yep, gotcha. Who are you writing for now before we get started? I know you got a lot of stuff in the fire.
I'm primarily writing for Sports Talk Florida over here on sportstalkflorida.com.
Okay. So what are you excited about going into 2014? We're here at Fan Fest. You know, everything's excitement. The Red Sox winning the World Series, we can put that behind us. What's the most thing you're excited about for the Rays season?
Probably the depth of this roster. Mm-hmm. When you look all the way around, they're stacked pretty much at every position. I love the infield. You got two catchers, and you don't have Jose Molina and Lobaton kind of in between trying to see who's going to start 65 or 70 games. You got a proven guy in Ryan Hannigan, controls the running game, should be able to catch 110, 120 games, and that makes Molina a 30 to 40 game catcher, which is what we all want to see.
Yes, less Molina.
Yeah, they brought James Loney back at first. You know, three of the four infielders that were Gold Glove nominees last year, and Loney, Zobrist, Longoria, and Escobar.
Mm-hmm.
That infield, defensively, offensively, all the way around, is one of the better infields we've seen in quite some time in baseball.
Oh, nice. Now, the question always comes up then, okay, so they're good defensively. Offensively, will they be able to, to match it up?
Yeah, I'll start with, you know, a few things. You know, people always want to add that big addition to the roster with the bat. Well, the Rays are going to have David DeJesus for an entire year, and as Joe Maddon will do, he'll protect him. He won't expose him versus left-handed pitching. You've got Will Myers for an entire year. Will Myers, Joe Maddon, continued to warn about getting tired last year, never having this much important games late in the year. That was a big, big step for Myers last year, going from minor leagues to everyday action in the major leagues to needing a big September to make the playoffs. And then going from, you know, for a young guy, he traveled from Toronto to Texas to Cleveland to Boston in very important games. We get him for an entire year with a lot of, even though it's only a half a year experience or three quarter of a year, a lot of experience under his belt. Ryan Hannigan had a bad year last year, mainly because of a few injuries that to an oblique that cost him some of his offense. Overall, he's about a 370 on base guy. You know, this is a catcher with a 370 on base. You know, this is a guy that's very good at making contact, very good at putting the ball in play, very good eye at the plate. So those are three things that are really going to help the Rays offense for 162 games coming up.
Okay. And then, you know, back to Will Myers for a second. How important is it for him to stay out of a sophomore slump or anything like that? Will this lineup kind of fall apart if he doesn't come?
Well, it wouldn't help if he had a sophomore slump. But when I look at what Will Myers went through last year, as far as, you know, kind of sidebar, John Harden, the old GM of the Indians, used to say that he liked when guys would hit a wall and struggle and bring themselves out of it. And after a guy does that a couple times, then you know that they're ready.
Okay.
Now, Will Myers started the year last year in Durham struggling. And through working with his swing and listening to his coaches, he came out of it. Then he started off really well up here in Tampa. But then he did hit a little patch where he struggled. And through, again, listening to coaches, practicing, and not letting it eat him alive, he came out of it. If I was to look at Will Myers, I would say, luckily, because of this, he's less susceptible to a sophomore jinx because he's been through the ups and downs at a high level already.
Now, Desmond Jennings, do you expect him to be more leadoff or more later in the order type guy?
Desmond, I expect Desmond and DeJesus to share leadoff based on whether or not it's a righty or lefty on the mound.
Similar to the end of last year.
Exactly. If there's a left-handed pitcher on the mound, I would expect to see Desmond Jennings at the top of the order getting that extra bat in the sixth inning before they pull the pitcher, try to do it that way. And then later, when there's a righty on the mound, you might see DeJesus. And, of course, once you and I figure this out, Joe Maddon will throw a curve and lead off like, James Loney for a week or something. We don't know.
Or Will Myers to get him out of a slump.
To get him out of a slump, right.
Now let's go to the bullpen. Now the Grant Balfour signing kind of surprised me. I wasn't too concerned about the bullpen before that, and it almost seemed like overkill. I mean, do you think it was too much? Or
No. Last year they got Jesse Crane to give another high leverage arm in the back of the pen to take some of the stress off of Peralta and McGee. Now this year, if you go in with Heath Bell, Peralta, McGee as your three primary high leverage guys, you're still stressing Peralta and McGee. You bring in Heath Bell and then bring in Balfour. Now you've got what the Rays wanted last year, which is the ability to not have to use Joel Peralta 80 times in a season, where at the end of the year, he's just gassed. You know, Jake McGee doesn't have to be used all the time. You know, so what they've done is with Oviedo, Bell, Peralta, McGee, and Balfour, Balfour's kind of that anchor that gives Joe the ability, you know, even not to get Joe Peralta up in a game. You know, warm-up pitches actually cost. You know, that you might appear in a game and then warm up in two straight and then not be able to pitch the fourth night.
Is Balfour a different pitcher now than he was when he left the Rays a couple years ago, or are we just seeing the same guy in a different role?
No, pretty much the same guy in a different role. You know, there's that old adage out there that not everybody can close, but he took to it real well. His personality is really well. I'm looking forward to the Detroit Tigers series, speaking of Grant Balfour, seeing Victor Martinez in the batter's box up against him. Having his energy here will be a lot of fun as well.
Matt's over here. He hates Victor Martinez, that guy. We'll get off of it. And then the Orioles, too. Balfour has a thing against the Orioles as well.
That'll be real interesting. You know, I had an opportunity. I remember when Balfour failed his physical, everybody was looking at the elbow and the shoulder. And later on, the Orioles came out and said, no, it was an issue with his wrist.
Yeah.
And what you just did, huh? I had an opportunity at the press conference, and I asked Grant Balfour. I was standing about where I'm, you know, 10 feet away where I'm from you, and I asked him about the explanation that it was his wrist. And he did the eyes roll and seemed to be pretty perturbed and said, yeah, whatever. Whatever they want to say it was, you know. And he was, I can't wait to see that sedentary, just sitting there reaction supplanted by what he does when he comes out of the bullpen and the Orioles are in the batter's box.
Now, should the Rays be worried about that at all, or you think it was just buyer's remorse on the Orioles' part?
No, I believe the Orioles doctor saw something. Whether or not it was enough to bounce the contract is debatable. But if this was, I'll throw a guy under the bus. If this was Ruben Amaro and the Philadelphia Phillies, I'd be a little bit more leery. Dan Duquette's a sharp guy.
Right.
He's been around baseball a long time. A Dan Duquette organization doesn't use a failed physical at that point in the negotiations as a buyer's remorse.
Right.
He trusts his doctors. His doctors saw something. Whether the Rays should be worried about it, debatable. Mm-hmm. We'll keep an eye on it, but there was definitely something there.
Hmm. Okay, let's go to the real quick to the other people in the division, the other teams in the division, because there's been some movement a little bit. Let's start with the Red Sox, a little bit of loss for them. Are they going to be the same team?
The Red Sox are an interesting case when we look at them. You know, everybody talks about ifs, you know, and you mentioned to me just now the if of a Will Myers taking a step back. Well, there's some key positions in baseball when you look at your team. Center field is one and shortstop is the other. They're turning shortstop over to Xander Bogaerts, a great prospect. I mean, number two in Baseball America.
Yeah.
But yet a young guy, unproven. And then center field's going to Jackie Bradley Jr., you know, another guy who has yet to have success at the major league level. And they're depending on those two positions for 162 games, you know. The injury to Ryan Dempster may affect them, you know. But they've made some nice additions. Edward Mujica in their bullpen, bringing him along. They've retained Mike Napoli. They should still be a solid team. I don't think they're going to have the same magic they had last year as far as all the comeback wins that they had. I think they had six pinch hit home runs last year. Come on now.
Oh, God. I hate the Red Sox. I hate the Red Sox. They played over their heads all last year. Okay, let's go to the – we talked about the Orioles a second ago. Let's go to them. They made a move even today, so they're looking a little bit better this year maybe.
Yeah, the Orioles have a – you know, they took a good gamble. I call it a gamble. We're not going to get into all the reasons why, but some people say that they got a – that Nelson Cruz made a lot less than he expected, which is true, but it's still, to me, a gamble on the Orioles' part. We'll see how it works out. A very fine team, but they do have a little bit of weakness in that bullpen, and they do have a weakness in that starting rotation. I love Ubaldo Jimenez. I call him one of the most talented pitchers in baseball. Talent doesn't always translate into success on the field, but he is a guy that gives you 200 innings, gives you a high strikeout rate and a moderate walk rate. And if he can step in and give them just an average performance, but Wei-Yin Chen, and the Chris Tillman. I'm not sold on that rotation over the course of 162 games.
Yeah, and then the Blue Jays, who were the poster child last year, you know, what are they going to do?
Well, they still have a lot of talent on the roster. I mean, there's a lot of players that, you know, people say, wow, that guy could stay healthy, or that guy's a spark plug for the team. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we don't buy into it, but you watch the Blue Jays. When Jose Reyes is out there, that's a different team than when Jose Reyes is sitting there watching on the bench. You know, when you have your, Bautista and he's healthy, and you've got your Encarnacion and he's healthy, and then you've got Jose Reyes and Rasmus getting on base and doing their thing. That's a fun team. Now, on the rotation again, why they didn't go after Urban Santana, or why they haven't yet signed Urban Santana when it's the obvious need in the plug into the rotation, but they still got Dickey, and they still got Brandon Morrow coming back, who was injured. Mark Burley, who's ageless, you know, he's like a soft Austin lefty that just doesn't go away.
And what about and finally the Yankees? We talked about that earlier. You told me you think they're much improved over last year. I mean, well, we got Tanaka, but they lose Cano.
Yeah,
Gain Ellsbury.
Well, I believe the Yankees are, on paper, the most improved, best offseason that they could have. We talked about this. Brian McCann is a very good addition to catcher. Getting on Mark Teixeira back. Now, last year at OPS, at first base, the Yankees ranked 27th out of 30 major league teams.
Wow.
27th. Now, getting a Mark Teixeira back, even at 80%, is a vast improvement at first base over what they had the year before. They got Ellsbury over in center with Gardner. They've got Carlos Beltran, a switch hitter in the middle of that lineup. Teixeira is a switch hitter in the middle of that lineup. They've got Alfonso Soriano, who can now go back to being primarily a DH. You're not depending on 300 plate appearances from Vernon Wells. It's a much improved team. The sleeper I mentioned to you earlier, I keep an eye on Scott Sizemore as having a comeback year, and at some point I expect people to say, man, how did everybody else fall asleep on Scott Sizemore?
Okay, so let's get it. What's your prediction? Rays wins this year?
I'm kind of a fraud when it comes to win predictions because I have a plus or minus of 5 that I give myself.
Okay, well, that's fine.
So I always go with around 86 to 88.
Okay.
I'm going to give them the 88, which puts them at the higher end of my little faux scale.
So is that enough to win the division, you think, or is it going to be another wild card crazy?
It's enough to play meaningful games in September, which is all you can do. No one runs away with the AL East. Nobody, you know, the Red Sox kind of did last year at the end.
Yeah.
But it was mid-August before they made their move. I think that's going to be a little bit tighter because some of those wins, when you talk about win totals, you're going to have a harder time beating the New York Yankees
right.
this year.
Yeah.
By the way, just for fun, Evan Longoria last year had 9 home runs against New York, second most all-time home runs in a single season against one opponent.
Let's hope that he can do that again this year and against the Red Sox. Please.
That would be nice. That Red Sox series last year, when you go back and you look at the Rays and the Red Sox, I wrote about this. I said the win-loss record does not reflect how close those teams are in competition. As a matter of fact, I wanted the Red Sox in the playoffs because I thought the Rays matched up well and can beat them in the playoffs. And when you look at what happened, you're down 2-1, and they score the go-ahead run on a pass ball. And get they tie the game on a pass ball, and they get the go-ahead run on an infield hit with 2 outs.
Yeah, and let's not forget Matt. One of Matt's favorite plays of the season was the Will Myers fly ball at Fenway, which kind of changed that whole dynamic as well.
Memories of Daryl Strawberry.
Oh man. Well, here's hoping to a good season.
Yes.
Here's hope to the Red Sox utter failure. Here's hoping to A-Rod having a good fun year without playing baseball.
I got a question.
What else are we looking forward to this year? Longo. Yeah, we want a like MVP type season from Longo where he just takes the team and puts it on his shoulders. Well, Steve, thanks for talking to us.
You're welcome.
Fun as always running into you at Fan Fest.
Thank you.
They seem to make the playoffs every time I meet you at Fan Fest. Well, no, 2 years ago they didn't.
Yeah,
but they win 90 games. So.
Hey, here's a one question you guys can one question before we go just to keep in mind is at what event will A-Rod photobomb first? What sporting event? Baseball will be where will be the first A-Rod photobomb from this point forward?
Oh, I like that. I like that.
He'll bypass March Madness?
He won't be at March Madness. He'll make a heater in the finals or something. You'll see him down at Miami.
Oh, yeah.
Well, keep a close eye on Mike Weber's fan Facebook page because when A-Rod does photobomb one of these events, Weber will be on it with a picture and a clever caption.
Yes, I love me some A-Rod. Well, thanks, Steve.
Post-game show is brought to you by... Christ, I can't find it. The hell with it.
Mike, I love talking to these guys.
Yeah.
It makes me get jacked up for baseball. I think this is going to be another great season. They've got a really interesting team, the Rays, and I just think the pitching and the bullpen can be such a strength, and it can really be the best in the division. And if that happens, I think we're in for a really big season.
I hope so. And like I said, I agree with Steve when he says, you know, that the goal is with the Rays every year is to be playing meaningful games in September. No one's going to run away from the division, and you just have to get there and try to and see what you can do in the playoffs. And last year, the Rays weren't able to do it. Let's hope that this year it's better. And it, you know,
I'm going to make a bold prediction.
Yes.
I'm going to say that the Rays will be in the mix and the division will be up for grabs with a week left in the season.
Wow. So you think it's going to come down to that?
I think it's going to be another down to the wire. I think, like Steve had said earlier, I think the Yankees are much improved. A little bit improved. The Red Sox are still tough. The Orioles are another interesting team, although they seem to fade down the stretch all the time because they don't have the pitching.
Right.
But I think you could see the Yankees kind of lingering, and then the Rays and the Red Sox, I think, are going to be right there in the last week of the season for the division.
Yeah. It's going to come down to who beats who, and that's what it is every year in the AL East. Who can beat who?
And you know what? That Rays-Red Sox series was very close, and it seems like all the breaks went the Red Sox way last year. Can maybe the breaks go a little, a little bit more evenly? And if that 18 games is more of a 9-9, look out because that's I think what made the difference in the division last year.
Maybe karma will finally strike
Yeah, you better hope, or else you're, you know, I might see like a throne TV or something at work and listening to all the Red Sox discussed.
Ooh.
Yeah. All right, well, let's do it. Big 2014.
Go Rays.